Lovely viewers, welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. This week we continue our visit to the Energy and Resources Institute, or TERI University, a respected global academic institution committed to studying energy, natural resources and the environment, located in India's capital, New Delhi. Established in 1998, the university promotes sustainable development and seeks to advance the field of environmental science by training leaders and professionals who recognize the need for ecological security in today's rapidly changing world. TERI University was founded by its parent institution, the Energy and Resources Institute, a leading Indian non-profit organization dedicated to protecting the environment and finding green alternatives to meet humanity's growing energy needs. The building in which the university is housed is divided into several blocks and is designed to place a minimal burden on the environment by using solar power, natural ventilation, underground air conditioning and water recycling techniques. Supreme Master Television was privileged to witness some of these green solutions. First, Rajiv Chibber, Manager of Corporate Communications for the Energy and Resource Institute, TERI, which founded TERI University, shows us the building's excellent water harvesting and recycling system, which makes optimal use of this essential and increasingly scarce resource.
If you see, the whole building has small drain outlets, and all these drain outlets are basically leading to a bigger reservoir where water is collected for water management and water harvesting. And this water in these reservoirs are basically collected, and it is recycled, reused, so that there is, at a time of drought or at a time of water shortage, etc., there is more and more water which we can accumulate and which we have. So we do not fall short of water. And every year during the monsoon, during the rains, it's collated, and it's all collated at one particular point. So this is the whole system, if you see.
India enjoys an abundance of sunlight. How does the building take advantage of the sun while also maintaining a comfortable climate within?
Basically, India is a very sun-oriented country where we have sunshine almost 300 days a year. And what happens is that while our building techniques within the university are planned so that we have ample amount of sunshine within the room, there is also a controlled temperature within the room. So these sun cutters are basically emitting light within the room and also reducing the amount of sun going, so that there's a less heating and the temperature can be controlled in the rooms. These are basically manual in nature, so one can turn and twist them according to when the weather changes or when there is a sun directional change. So this is the basic idea of having a sun cutter in a particular area. Now, if you see, these are special tempered glasses which are used in this building. Now, these glasses are made in such a way that they keep the inside temperature cool, and outside it emits out the radiation. This also has a dual purpose, because it then provides ample amount of sunshine within the building. So you do not use much of electricity within the building while there is daylight.
It's not just the glass that helps cool the air and conserve energy. The walls are also designed to provide natural air conditioning.
The walls basically have an insulation of 2 inch between each of them, so that there could be enough air passing through the wall, which gives the building a cooling atmosphere, and the building breathes on its own rather than we putting additional air conditioning, which is electricity consuming.
Through other eco-friendly measures, the classrooms are kept at comfortable room temperature for the benefit of its hard-working students.
Okay, now this is a model classroom of around 35-odd students. This classroom is made in such a way that it has ample amount of daylight within day hours. Secondly, this classroom, if you feel the air within the classroom, it's cooler than what it was just outside. The reason is that we have a thermal air conditioning system which reaches all the classrooms to keep the classrooms cool. Now, this thermal air conditioning system is a system where we have a big iron block which is cooled over the night, and whatever cooling coolness is evaporated. It's caught through a system, a suction system, and circulated within the classrooms through these ducts. If you see these ducts, these are the inlet and outlet ducts which the classroom has. So this keeps the whole place very cool. And the walls are made in such a way that there is ample amount of insulation within the walls so that there is less loss of cooling within the classroom. Then even our audio-visual mechanisms which we use in this classroom, we've kept it to a minimal, and we also like to use manual things rather than electricity.
When we return, we will continue our tour of Terry University's campus building, an outstanding example of energy-efficient, smart architecture. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology and our tour of Terry University's campus building in New Delhi, India. By utilizing innovative green conservation techniques, the building achieves annual energy savings of 40% compared with conventional buildings. Wastewater recycling and rainwater harvesting to recharge the local aquifer are also practiced. While passive measures help conserve energy within the building, an ingenious air conditioning system extracts cool air from underground via earth air tunnels, allowing a comfortable indoor climate to be maintained all year. Mr. Chibber gave a demonstration so that we might better understand this intelligent, innovative approach.
These are earth air tunnels which we have within this campus. The concept is that normally the earth temperature is 3 to 5 degrees less than what the temperature outside is. What we use through this earth air tunnel is that we have a suction system, a propeller down beneath, which sucks the air of the earth into this particular room. Now, in this particular room, we have this big filter where the air is then sent across into this filter. This filter, then there is through the AHU, there is another compressor which cools the air furthermore to another 3 to 4 degrees Celsius, which is then distributed within the building. So we will just give you a demonstration of this whole thing. I can just show you through my hanky. See the amount of air which is coming. This whole air is from deep inside the earth, and it's very cool air. You can feel the air also. And this whole air is basically going into this filter through an AHU. This filter is again cooling the air, and there's another compressor which further cools the air, and then it is sent across to all the rooms. So there's an atmosphere of cooling within this whole room. We are additionally pouring cold water into this particular filter. Now what happens is that the already 5-6 degree cold air again gets cooler by 2 to 3 degrees. And then we have a compressor which again cools it by 3 degrees. So you have from the start to the end a difference of almost like 6 to 9 degrees Celsius. So by the end it reaches the room, it is already a comfortable 22 degrees Celsius within the room.
Additional air conditioning is provided through a system of air ducts through which fresh air is taken from outside and then cooled before reaching the classrooms.
This is an air duct tunnel. This system is designed in such a way that this is a duct which has a chimney on top of it, and fresh air is loaded into that particular chimney and comes down here. These insulated walls are kept wet and cool throughout the day, and in the night this is closed so that there can be additional cooling. Then through this particular AHU we start the motor pumps, and the motor pumps additionally cool the whole surface of this air which is already blocked in, and this is then cooled up to an additional 3 to 4 degrees Celsius, and this whole air then goes right into these ducts, and these ducts, through these ducts it's transferred to the classrooms and other parts of the building.
To complete the air conditioning cycle, warm air from inside the building is removed.
Air exhausters. Now what happens, these are switched on at a particular time of the day to vent out hot air which has been accumulated in the building. These basically help additional cooling within the building, and they prevent the hot air circulating within the building. So there are various panels throughout the building.
In addition, Terry University employs smart means to maximize the use of sunlight and solar energy in areas other than classrooms.
To introduce an efficient lighting system within the parking lot area, the surface top area of the university, we've created halo ducts. These ducts have big windows in it, and these windows are sending direct sunlight into the parking area. This reduces the dependency of energy and power within the parking area. So these ducts, if you just look into them, you have a car parking inside, and these car parking areas do not use energy in any way during the daylight hours. And in the evening, when there's no daylight, we use the solar energy to light up all these parking areas. So these ducts are at various points so that the parking area can be lit very well during the daytime. Every rooftop of Terry University and Terry has a solar component with it, and these solar panels as well as that solar water heater basically caters to all the needs of electricity and water heating within the hostel block of this particular building. Now every room is connected with an electricity with through these solar panels as well as a water heating device. So this saves on a lot of energy.
Through comprehensive courses that focus on environmental protection and sustainable energy, Terry University is nurturing the minds and hearts of future Indian leaders and professionals, and lighting the way for other academic institutions to help create an ecologically responsible society on our beautiful planet Earth. Finally, we would like to convey our sincere thanks to Corporate Communications Manager Rajiv Chibba for taking time from his busy schedule to guide us through the Terry University campus. For more details on Terry University, please visit www.terryuniversity.ac.in. Thank you, blissful viewers, for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Next up is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May the divine light of heaven bring peace and nobility to all beings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.